And then the psychiatrist asked Biden, is the strong economy in the room with us right now? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Inflation is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit and smoke a $75 cigar, drive a $600,000 car? I know I would. But what about people on fixed incomes? They have always been the true victims of inflation. That's why I will present to Congress the Inflation Maintenance Program, whereby the U.S. Treasury will make up any inflation-caused losses through direct tax rebates to the public in cash. Now, you may say, won't that cost a lot of money? Won't that increase the deficit? Sure it will. But so what? We'll just print more money. We have the papers, we have the mints. I can just call up the Bureau of Engraving and say, hi, this is Jimma. Roll off some of them 20s. Print up a couple of thousand sheets of those century notes. Sure, the glut of dollars will cause even more inflation, but who cares? Everybody will be a millionaire.
That was Dan Aykroyd doing Jimmy Carter back in the day. Boy, he nailed it.
Yep.
Just print me some 20s. That was awesome. Oh, how are you all surviving out there? It's rough, rough waters.
Sadly.
Yes.
I can't relate.
You can't relate?
It isn't rough waters for me. I prepared for this.
Good for you.
I have assets that maintain the rate of inflation.
Yeah.
I'm not hurting.
Good.
You know, I mean, everything's more expensive, but
yeah.
At the same time, I'm covered by my preparation.
Nice.
But of course, I was one of those rare people that didn't suck all the equity out of my house to buy a new car every 2 years.
And so humble.
Well, I mean, that's why people are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I can't say you're wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. And, maybe this is a good lesson for us all.
I hope.
Get prepared.
You know, depreciable assets don't get you anywhere.
Oh, man. Oh, I know. Yeah, that's the truth. I don't know how people are feeling. I don't know what they're doing. But we've also had weather, which has been very weird. Weird weather. Now I'm always very skeptical when I see tons of weird weather, you know, across America, like we did over the weekend and Monday. It's just, it's a little too strange, I think. It's too weird. People were commenting on it. They were going, this is odd.
Well, because, Kate, our mentality is geared now towards weather issues.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I can look all the way back to 1972.
Uh-huh.
There was some pretty weird weather that year,
too. I know. You're right. No, you're totally right.
I mean, weird weather happens.
Yeah, it can always be. And I noticed a trend, though, in the new miniseries and the new things that Netflix is doing, Prime is doing. You'll listen to clips and so many of them are talking about climate change in the TV program playing off to the side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Really, really wild. But they do that programming for climate change. And you'll hear, obviously, the news say it a bunch. But, yeah. But it's not. We know that it's a fallacy.
Yeah, but there's actually a 1956 John Wayne movie where he actually says, hey, looks like the weather's about to change.
It's the truth. It's the truth. And I know, because I was talking about a very wild winter we had in the desert 15 years ago, and it was crazy. I mean, we were snowed in for 3 days in the desert, you know, so, so strange. And they tried to say climate change back then. It's just hilarious. But all the predictive programming. Did you catch the roast, the Tom Brady roast?
Yeah, some of it.
Man, it was crass. It gets worse and worse every year. I'm like, ooh, I cringe. I can't even listen to it anymore.
Well, those people are a bunch of freaks.
No, they are.
They really are. It's sad to say, but they are in a different world than 98% of us.
Yeah.
They're just in a different world.
I know. And they're just getting more vile and weirder toward each other. I mean, just the stuff that was said, I was just like, it was just cringy anyway.
Well, it was.
And, I mean, you can roast somebody without just being vile. Like,
well, not
ew.
Only vile, but disgusting sexual innuendo.
Yeah, like really bad. Not, you know, I can take a lot of stuff, but there was a point where I was just like, you know, is it too much, you know, all in the name of, you know, I don't know.
But that's actually part of their life.
Yeah.
They actually do all that stuff.
No, that's the truth. They
it
do.
It is the truth.
Oh, they totally do. So there's like several things I want to talk about. What did you think about the Marjorie Mike Johnson issue that they keep bringing up? He met with Marjorie and she's getting skewered by the press, just skewered for calling him out for selling us out. She's right. She is right. But it's kind of interesting to see how everyone's trying to take her down. I just thought it was strange. Anyway, I just thought it was weird.
They gang up on mm-hmm. anyone mm-hmm. who doesn't go along with them.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
They're a gang. They're a gang.
Yeah.
They're a gang.
So true. It's so true. And really taking her to the woodshed just for calling him out. And, you know, it's nice to have people like that. You know, free speech is being censored because people don't like what people say. And it's get over it. Get over it. Get over it. If you are behind the loss of freedom of speech, it'll eventually hurt you and your family, too. Bottom line.
Yep.
I don't know how to get that across to people. They're their own enemy in that. It's just bizarre. And another thing I wanted to mention. So this is kind of strange because actually, and it's funny that we're bringing up our state the last couple of days just because of issues that we're seeing all over the country. But this was an interesting one because Miss Utah stepped down halfway through her term and she said it was due to her mental health. She had to get a grip on her mental health. And it just so happens last night that I was looking at a Yahoo article. I never read, like, I hate this kind of news, right? Yahoo, MSN, and all the rest. But I was looking at it, and it was a story. It got to the end of the story, and it was about somebody that had that was in the press for, I can't remember, you know, feeling like they were getting attacked or something. And it just kept stating that that there was a hope that they would care for their mental health. And I just thought it hit me wrong because you don't usually see that. Usually you, in a news story, you're going to see this is what happened, but it was a whole paragraph on, we want to, almost like Yahoo was wishing this person would get a grip on mental health. And I thought, do you know how much more we're going to see of this? We are going to see a lot of mental health issues, mental health, just the press talking about how crazy everybody is. It's bizarre.
It's a great excuse to do whatever you want to do.
I know.
And then blame it on your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, what my is son and I health? On the trip this weekend were mm-hmm. talking about disability.
Uh-huh.
You know, almost 37% of mm-hmm. Americans are classified now as disabled.
Wow.
And yet we're talking about the Social Security and Medicare system going broke.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You say why. You hear people all the time see somebody get out of their handicapped vehicle
mm-hmm.
and say, well, they don't look handicapped.
Right, right.
Because they're not. They have some
walks
weird
like a dog,
excuse,
like a, yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and, you know, that's, they also have their pets, you know, their security
yeah,
animals.
Their kangaroo security yeah. pet in the back, yeah.
So those people get disability for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to 37% of the population now.
Jeez, I didn't realize it. Are
yep.
you sure?
Yeah, we looked
oh
it up.
My gosh, that seems like so much.
It does seem like a lot.
Wow. They just must be handing those passes out like candy, too. Are they easy to get?
In some ways, they are. If you're diagnosed with a terminal illness,
mm-hmm.
According to Social Security, you qualify for disability if you have a disease that's likely to lead to your death.
Ah.
So let's say you get a cancer and they say, well, that's likely to lead to your death. They put you on disability.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
And then you don't die.
Right, right. Yeah.
You get cured. They don't take the disability back.
Hmm.
Leave you on it.
Yeah.
Even though you were cured, blah, 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 you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of issues about why the Social Security system is going to be insolvent at some point.
Yeah.
But it was never designed to carry that many disabled people. If you see these guys all the time driving these great big F-350 pickup trucks, and they're all like 70 years old. They all have a disabled license plate or sticker hanging in their car. And yet, here they're out driving this big truck doing whatever they want to do. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you're disabled, you should be incapable of doing something.
Right.
Most of these people aren't incapable of doing anything except working.
Wow. So it's wow. And the more we have it, the more it looks like a universal payment.
Yes.
Whoo.
It's a supplemental retirement plan.
Yeah, they're getting to that point. We did last week, wasn't it? We said 50% of students over 50% were on school lunch.
Yep.
Where's all the parents feeding their kids?
Well, yeah, you can't.
That's amazing to me.
There's nothing that could convince me that 50% of children aren't fed at home.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, that's just a dependence on the state.
That's right.
We talked about that last, I think.
Start them young.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Oh, are we? Holy cow. Lot of dependency. Lots of dependency going on. There's so many things to talk about. I've got a huge sheet. From Boy Scouts to Disney to a rancher getting accused of murder for protecting his land from the illegals crossing. Of course, the news always says migrants. I'm getting really tired of it.
Yeah.
Really tired of the word migrants. But we're going to come back. Of course, stay with us. And you can call up 888-673-1450.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing quick.
What?
There's no truth to the rumor that I asked for the genocide of 1.4 billion Chinese people.
Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 98.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Oh, of course we're going to. I want to hear from all of you. I really do. 888-673-1450. Of course, you can call in if you're listening to us in the afternoon live. KateDalyRadio.com. You can always stream the show live from there. So if you have friends that you want to have hear this show, just tell them to go to KateDalyRadio.com and they can stream live from anywhere, which is really nice. I like that. I have Uncle Milty here, and there's so many headlines. But I have to say, is Trump on trial for having sex with Stormy?
No.
I just wondered.
No.
Okay.
He's in trouble for having sex with her and then paying her to keep shut about it.
But that's all of D.C.
Well, yeah. But okay. They don't hate all of D.C.
Mm. Okay. I just wondered because it's just all she wants, you know, can talk about is sex that she had with Donald Trump.
Well, it wasn't.
I just wondered if that's why somebody was on trial.
Today, in her testimony, she actually said, well, I'm kind of nervous being here and out in the public like this. Wait a minute. This is the woman that made porn movies. How embarrassed can she get?
Well, touche.
Yeah.
Good point. I mean, come on. They've already been through this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it the last trial? What happened with the last one? Why are, you know? I mean,
she lost.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and that's the amazing part of this. She lost the last, so mm-hmm. they're going to try again. Maybe she'll mm-hmm. be more credible this time.
It's just getting more and more amazing. Like the testimony of her sexual encounter with Trump. I mean, where's his lawyers? He's not on trial for having sex.
You know, every time they object, the judge mm-hmm. lets the prosecution get away with it.
Yeah.
There, right now, the estimate is that there are 15 events in the trial that will reverse a conviction mm-hmm. in an appeal. Mm. 15.
Yeah.
One attorney said, well, you know, if there was one or two, sometimes you can't win the appeal with one or two
right.
reversible errors. But they have 15 reversible errors right now in that trial.
There's a lot, yeah.
Here's the deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
If he's convicted, they will get to talk about his conviction because it'll be 2 years before he can get the conviction reversed on appeal.
Ah.
So if they get the conviction, the fact that he can get it reversed mm-hmm. is meaningless until right. after the election.
Oh, the fun and games, you guys.
Yep.
It was interesting. I saw a photo, and it was kind of strange. It was a kind of a dead-on shot of Trump sitting there as a defendant and showing the rest of the courtroom behind him. And that was the picture they kind of led out with. But what I noticed is most photographers, are they allowed to stand in front of where the judge is and take photos in that manner, that way towards? I thought they always did it from behind.
Well, it may have come from the courtroom cameras
mm-hmm.
where they release some photos yeah. out of the courtroom cam- but no.
Yeah, no. I didn't think so.
A news photographer can't jump up there in front of the judge. Excuse me, judge, let me take a few shots here.
I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah.
It seems like even, I don't know, I've never seen a defendant sitting there with the whole courtroom behind him. Usually it's always the back of him.
Of course.
Yeah, that's just something I noticed, but I just thought it was strange.
As a matter of fact, for mm-hmm. attorneys to go into that area, mm-hmm. they asked the judge's permission. Judge, may I approach?
Yes, exactly. That's why I was like, that picture seems really off.
Well, maybe we didn't hear it when the photographer said, Your Honor, may I approach the bench for a shot?
Only for the Washington Compost and the New York Times. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those kinds of things always strike me.
Yeah.
He's taking this photo. Why? And how are they allowed to do it? I don't know. That was the one that was kind of paraded everywhere, and I just thought it was a little little wonky. Yeah. Anyway.
Fits the plan.
Yeah, so strange.
He looked guilty, too.
Well, yes, always. I mean, it's just, it's an interesting theatric. Like, it's an interesting circus that's going on that will continue to go on every single day.
It's so interesting that if they were selling tickets, I'd buy one or two.
Yes. A lot of people have been asking about his body double. Yes, he does have a much younger body double that looks around 50. And you can certainly tell the difference. And he does a lot of the meet and greets. So a lot of the people that are taking pictures with him are doing the thumbs up. And it is a body double, actually. It's not him. He looks like, obviously, way younger. And so everyone's going, man, is he aging backwards? No, it's his body double. They all have him. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right. Birch Gold. There's an interesting new piece at birchgold.com, and it's talking about how the gold is harder to get. And it's getting harder to get, but also that the gold price beat expectations in the very best way possible. Go check it out, birchgold.com, for your latest news on that. And then, of course, learn how to protect everything you have and protect against inflation. We're going to get more inflation. I know. I hate that, too.
Do you?
Trust me. Yeah, I do.
I'm kind of getting used to it.
I know. I love Dan Aykroyd, though. Inflation is our friend. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and use my name, Kate, and you'll get some really good free information that you can peruse.
I think everyone should buy 1 ounce of gold.
Yeah.
And then compare it to inflation every day.
That's
and
true.
Maybe learn that lesson.
You know what? You're so right on that. You're so right on that. Best place to buy gold and silver is Birch Gold. Though you'll get it quickly. It's packaged amazing. They're just an awesome, awesome company. I can't say enough about them. They're great. So, it doesn't cost you anything to switch everything to a gold and silver account that backs it. So just get that extra peace of mind. So, you know, what's funny. I am kind of known for, I'm kind of known for bringing up the moon. Okay. And we kind of have to do it because there's a couple of things that have surfaced, huh? Sorry. Surfaced. And I don't love talking about the subject all the time because I think people are either going to get it or they're not. And it's okay if you want to believe that it happened. It's okay if you disagree with me. We can have that conversation because the question I keep asking people is, why are you so married to this? What makes you so involved with the moonlight that you can't even look at the problems that we should have been asking at the time? Why are we so married to this idea that it had to have happened or your whole life is now diminished as a nothing burger? So there's a new movie coming out, and there's also, it's called Fly Me to the Moon. Okay. And Scarlett Johansson.
There's a song.
Yeah. Yep. This movie's coming out, and it's actually going to talk about faking a lot of the shots for the press, for the event. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens, because of course at the end they're going to debunk that and go with the narrative at the end, but it hasn't come out yet. And I'm just saying that they're calling it the craziest conspiracy of all time. And it's like, I don't think it's the craziest at all. I don't. In 1976, there was a brochure that was put out, and it started getting people to think about it. So this was how many years later? Six? Yeah, 7 years.
7 years.
And it said the $30 billion swindle. The $30 billion swindle.
And by today's standards, with climate change, that they're amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. So there was a new website that came out, and it's called 4D, right? Like the 4D moon webs. Like there's new websites from NASA or new pictures from NASA.
4K.
Is it 4K?
It's 4,000 kilobyte
4K.
Photo.
Why do I keep saying 4D? Anyway, 4K. And so they're showing you these glorious shots. Now they've twisted the narrative a little bit to say it's such a good thing that we haven't gone back for 50 years because now it's in pristine condition. So when we do visit, it's so pristine, and that way we can take even better photos for you and get them right. I just was kind of laughing at
it. It just goes to show you, though, how careless those astronauts were, destroying the moon the way they did in those few visits. And it took 50 years to become pristine again. Where do these people come up with this stuff?
I don't know. You have to laugh because they're trying to come up with so many different things. And the tide has turned on people questioning it. You have never seen as many people questioning it as you have in the last couple of years, ever. And people are going, now, wait a minute, you know, how do we have the technology, and how did they put together a moon buggy and fit all the parts in that tiny capsule loaded with everything else they had to have? And how did they do all of this? And none of it makes sense. But I have to say it's getting a little more mainstream to question everything.
Sure.
And I love that. Yeah, I love that. Here is a clip. This was comparing the moon landing. So you're going to hear a little bit of the event of the moon landing and then comparing it to 2024 and the issues we're having. Here you go.
Podcast live. Why
now don't we have the technology to see all of this live?
And we're getting a picture on the TV. Got a good picture, huh?
He's on the moon.
And the second man is on the moon.
Neil Armstrong are getting ready to move the TV camera now out to the panorama position.
Okay, as far as distance goes, Neil, and we'll line you up again when you finish the panorama.
Tell me if you got a picture, Houston.
We got a beautiful picture, Neil.
Issues with file transfers. We did have a number of communications glitches. We had either forward or return link problems.
Also, during COAST in the zero gravity of environment of space.
It's very difficult to transmit on the fly, if you will, and get that all the way back to Earth.
Struggle to get communications.
Unfortunately, they're going to be in the darkness. They will not be sunlit, so we won't get very good video of them.
Hmm.
I always have trouble getting video in the dark, too.
Yeah, so they didn't have any of those problems in 1969 when we didn't even have a cell phone, but they have them now.
You know why, though?
Why?
Because in those days, they matched outer space and used vacuum tubes instead of solid state.
Yeah. I just wondered if any of your views have changed on this at all. Have you thought about it a little bit more and you still feel the same way you do? And that's okay. I just wonder. I mean, not everyone's going to come to the same conclusion that I do or the same one that you do on anything. But I just wondered if you felt like that wasn't something I questioned and now I'm a little more curious, or you looked into it and now you're like, oh my gosh. 888-673-1450. I just want to hear.
I can't give up on it, because to me, it was really not about going to the moon. It was about beating the Ruskies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We beat the Ruskies.
Mm-hmm. And then we stopped going when the war ended.
Yeah.
It was just odd timing. I mean, I guess somebody could walk away going, that's a coincidence. I just can't. We were in such a hustle and had to get there so many times, and then all of a sudden we just stopped. The second the war ended, I just thought that was a little weird.
Then again, there's always the possibility that those mm-hmm. aliens that live on the moon mm-hmm. said, don't come back for 50 years.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old when they started all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Watched every one of the launches, you know, sure. sat in front of the TV set. Of course, I'm not, you know, wasn't old enough or wise enough to know that, you know, what it was being. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I've completely changed my mind on lots of things. And primarily that's the shining star of this non-demic that we went through mm-hmm. is that it basically just opened up a whole world.
Yeah.
It's depressing on one side, because it's like everything I've ever learned in my entire life is a lie. And it's hard to deal with that sometimes.
It is. I feel that. I feel that too. All the time. It's hard.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to be positive. And at the same time, I'm just grateful to know more truth, because when you hear truth, you see truth. You can't unsee it. That's how you know. So.
Right. And I would rather know the truth.
Yeah.
Then continue to live with the lie. I definitely want the red pill. I don't want the blue pill.
Thank you.
But it's astonishing. It's astonishing how much of this has been perpetrated on us over the years.
Know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love your phone call. Thank you so much. I feel that every day. Do you feel that
Absolutely.
Every day? Absolutely. That's probably really the hardest part about what we do for a living, because we have to absorb it like crazy, all, you know, so we can do this show and talk about it and decipher and analyze and think. And it's difficult, because I'm always like, well, what's around the next corner as far as, you know, the next thing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. $98.98 and put in the
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. If you're struggling with debt, like we were talking about inflation at the beginning of the show, please go to donewithdebt.com. At least get your rates negotiated down. I mean, what are you waiting for? If somebody can do that for you, why would you not want to do that? It's gonna save you so much money. And people are getting buried. They're getting buried right now. I know people that are getting buried right now in credit card debt. So please, this is such a great way to kind of stave off the pending gloom and doom from credit cards. But I love these guys. They're really good at what they do, and you'll love them. I promise you that you'll love them. Go to Done With Debt. You're just done. Donewithdebt.com and get them to reduce your rates down because they can. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting somebody in there that knows what they're doing and have them help you do it. Okay. You're going to love that. Boy, you could save, you know, $300, $400, $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever a month. Wouldn't it be worth it to you? I would imagine. You know, the phone lines are open. 888-673-1450 is the phone line during the afternoon. And I'd love to hear, was there something that you thought was true? You really thought was true until recently and you went, even in the last 10 years, and you went, oh my gosh. And now you feel the complete opposite. What about you, Milty?
I've always been a skeptic.
Yeah.
I really, since a very young age, I've been skeptical of things. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I wasn't, to tell you the truth. And when somebody, and it was actually Investigator Dave, when he brought up the moon landing to me, I was very resistant. I was almost like borderline, like laughing at him, right? Like I was borderline, like just, you're ridiculous. Why would that be? Why would they do that? And it took me a while. It did. It took me about a year and I wouldn't even look into it because I thought that it was so ridiculous. Right. And I thought that, well, of course, you know, that's just being too much of a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that's what I thought at the time. One. Yeah. Like you're trying to find stuff. Right. And that's honestly how I felt. And then I realized as I started getting into it, I was like, there was no way some of these things could have happened. There was just no way. And, so it was a big moment because I had to do a ton of research. Did you?
No.
You didn't?
It was always obvious to me.
Really?
No, I did a lot of research. I did a lot of I was a prolific reader.
Yeah.
When I
yeah.
was young.
Yeah. Yeah. But even that guy that handed out that pamphlet in 1976 that put out that pamphlet, that was really the first time many people even went, weird. And that's a different thought, you know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead. Can you hear him?
Barely.
Yeah. So the JFK assassination is one that I can't believe the narrative on. And if you watch some of the footage of the videos that have been released of it, it's pretty evident that the driver turned around and shot him point blank.
Interesting. Okay. So not the shooter that was farther ahead.
No.
Hmm.
No, it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, I know it wasn't
the
him.
Guy.
Yeah, I wasn't. I knew it wasn't him. So, okay.
But there was, when they released the file, it's been about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the video of that, you will see his driver turns around and shoots him point
right.
blank.
Interesting. Okay, I'll have to revisit that. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is there something out there that you thought was true and now you're kind of guessing? I don't know.
You know, we get conditioned to believe certain things, though. And at the time, the way it happened, how could you not believe it? Everybody in the country stopped what they were... I was in school, and the teachers came into the classroom crying, saying... All you kids are going home. President Kennedy has been shot.
And
the whole world came to a stop.
You're right.
How do you not believe that?
I know. 9/11 too. Whole world came to a stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's very, very true.
So as time progresses, technology becomes such that when you look backwards, you realize that what you saw in that old technology doesn't quite ring true anymore.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, yes, about the Kennedy assassination, I saw the video where it looked like the driver pointed a gun back at Mr. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to people who said that's what happened. But if you look at that video a little closer, it's really a glare because it happens to the passenger of the driver. He leans forward, and there's another glare that looks just like a gun.
Hmm.
And so that's my skepticism on that. Although I think there was more nefarious reasons why President Kennedy got shot.
Me too. Me too. Definitely. We've covered that a lot on the show, and I thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. There's so many things like this learn about.
The thing about the Kennedy assassination, I believe he was assassinated,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. They wanted us to believe it was a nutcase named Lee Harvey Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he was killed by our own government.
Yeah.
And that's what they were covering up.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't want us to know the truth about how and why.
Right. I keep seeing stories about it. It's so amazing to me how it just keeps... You know, on and on, but the president that took over, what's his name?
Johnson.
Thank you. stop. My brain's not working. His Secret Service complicit in this.
Johnson was a criminal.
Yeah.
No, he was
a murdering thug.
He's involved in more than one murder in history. And he was all about wealth, and you know he started the company called Canteen
mm-hmm.
that got the contract for all the military bases to have a little snack bar, basically on every military base in the
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
He was a criminal,
right
from the start,
deep in the mob,
and a pervert.
Yeah.
And a pervert.
Yeah.
Kind of goes hand in hand a lot, too, if you look at history.
So true.
Criminals and perverts.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. But yeah, there's so much on that. And we've done, I don't even know how many shows we've done on that. And, you know, there still are people that say, oh, no, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. And yep. At this point in the game, I think that they're never going to change.
No.
I don't think anything can help that. I think they just have to cling to it to have their childhood be normal or something. I don't know.
Not just their childhood, their life.
Mm-hmm.
It, when you come to the realization that our own government assassinated the president of the United States, that destroys your entire life.
And got away with it and assigned a Warren Commission that was never going to actually look into any of it.
How do you face that?
I don't know. No, you're right. How do you face it? It's a good question. We'll take your calls when we come back. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Stay with us. My name, Kate.